Alright, so here's something which I've never used, but is reasonably clear. And so this was an invention in JavaScript 1.1 or Netscape 3.0, and it's called a JavaScript entity. So JavaScript entities are a more convenient way of inserting JavaScript variables into HTML. So originally, I told you how you wrote JavaScript variables into an HTML. What you did was you document.println, string of one, plus a JavaScript variable, plus some other string, or something like that. You just made it up and stuck it in the document.write. Well, with a JavaScript entity, you can actually embed this variable in the HTML without the document.println. So the syntax is extremely peculiar. Like a typical, this is obviously some hacker, one probably a Syracuse graduate student who employed by Netscape late one night invented this syntax. So what the syntax for a JavaScript entity is the following. So it's illustrated for the case of the one I did already, where we're defining JavaScript variables for the width and the source of an image. So we have image width equals, so there's no document.write. This is an ordinary piece of HTML, and normally under width we'd have 600, the example I had before. So what I write is ampersand, open curly bracket, JavaScript expression or variable, close curly bracket, semicolon. So ampersand, curly bracket, JavaScript, close curly bracket, semicolon is the syntax. And the justification of this syntax is that HTML already uses ampersand, semicolon as a way of doing funny characters, because the greater than, if you want to put a greater than sign in HTML, you have to write ampersand, GT, semicolon to get a greater than. So that's, so what they've done is they've obviously hacked the part of the HTML parser that interprets these special characters and inserted a call to the JavaScript interpreter in that parser, so when the thing inside the ampersand semicolon is curly brackets, it goes inside the curly brackets and hands it to the JavaScript interpreter, which calculates whatever's there and returns it to the HTML parser, and then everything proceeds. So it's sort of obvious what they did, but it's not. So this is a typical pragmatic interpreter. This is hard. Per Brink Hansen would hate this because this is very inelegant and obviously not designed from fundamental principles. It was somebody coming up with a pragmatic solution. People are bored writing document.writeln. Embedding. If there's just one line, to get this same thing in the ordinary syntax, I'd have to have five lines: the script, the hiding command, document.writeln, the end of the hiding command, the end of the script. So this is obviously more elegant and somewhat faster to generate. Now there is, when they hacked this, they had some restriction, which I don't think is entirely necessary, but this is what they did. Then you can only use this on the right-hand side of attributes values. So you can use it for width equals or source equals or href equals. You cannot use it just inside ordinary text. So you can't use it inside an h1 tag or something like that, because that's not on the right-hand side of an equals sign. So this can only be done for those equals signs. Whereas the other way of doing it with document.writeln, it can be used in any way, anywhere. You can generate, as I showed you with Hello World, you can certainly generate with document.writeln, you can generate arbitrary HTML stuff.